What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I'm sure you saw like the All-Stars and all. That's great. Lindor named an All-Star starter for the first time and first time All-Star with the Mets. That's great. I mean, you know, Judge, obviously. My thing is not with the All-Star game, which I'm looking forward to this year because you're going to have a nice combo of Mets and Yankees, which should be fun. Maybe I'll look forward to it more than normal. I think I'm actually going to work that week too, which usually I would take off. The All-Star week is just one of the worst weeks, if not the worst week in all of sports, which reminds me, we'll do a little power up, our power rankings of the worst days of the year. We'll do that coming up at 1:20. But my issue with the All-Star thing is, why the hell would Major League Baseball think it's a good idea to announce this stuff during baseball games? It makes no sense. I'll get double barrel action going on, trying to watch the Mets and Yankees last night, and then all of a sudden all this news about the All-Stars coming in left and right. This guy's a starter, that guy's a starter. Oh, now you're releasing it? Why wouldn't they make a thing of it on Sunday night, whether it be last Sunday night ahead of Sunday night baseball or this Sunday night during Sunday night baseball, after Sunday night baseball, whatever. I'd probably prefer the window right before Sunday night baseball. But wouldn't you think that a Sunday night with Sunday Night Baseball, the singular game being in the national spotlight, would be a good time to draw people to an All-Star selection announcement? It makes no sense to me. I'm not trying to tie in, like, I get ESPN and Sunday Night Baseball and all that stuff, but there's got to be a better way to do it than on a, what the hell is today, Thursday? No, on a Wednesday night during all the action. You get 35 games going on at once, and they're announcing all the All-Star stuff on social media? What? Makes no sense. Baseball, sometimes, they can't get out of their own way. I mean, come on, where was John Boy to pick them up on that? Those guys got to know better. Let baseball know you can't be doing this. The All-Star selection release or whatever. Now, I don't even know, like, when do they name, they didn't name all the All-Stars, did they? It was just the starters last night? When do all the starters get all the All-Stars get released? Either way, it's not that it's a huge deal. I'm not trying to just find something to complain about, but it caught me by surprise. I'm like, what? This is how you're doing it? You could make it bigger and make it more special and feel better if you did it while games weren't being played. Oh, so it's Sunday at 5 is the rest of the All-Stars?
Yes.
Well, then why not just do them all Sunday at 5? That's the right time to do it. Or Sunday, I'd push it back a little bit myself. But all right, I'm not going to, you know, Sunday at 5, Sunday at 6, whatever, not a big deal. But why not do them all at once? Or why don't you do the All-Star starters the Sunday before? If you need to have it separated for whatever reason, do it on Sunday. In what world is doing it during the games a good idea? It just makes no sense to me. Now, do I really care about it? Like, am I going to go home and lose sleep tonight over it? No, I'm not. I'm not going to lose sleep tonight over it. But it is annoying. You know what bothers me? You know, sometimes people ask, like, dude, did you really get that mad at this? And I'm like, yeah, well, obviously, if you heard me, I'm not an actor. I'm not faking it. But what gets me more than anything is stupidity. I can't deal with stupidity, whether it's guys being played out of position by organizations, whether it's just stupidity on the field with bad decisions being, whatever it may be, inept performances, all that stuff. It drives me up a wall. Like, do I really, really care? Am I going to lose sleep over some of these things? No. But it just, when I see something that's just not right, you know, it's stupid, it makes me upset. And that to me, while I really don't care about the MLB All-Star announcements, who, I mean, like, I care who's an All-Star or not. I want to see who gets in for the Yankees, for the Mets, all that stuff. But I really, it doesn't move the needle for me one way or another. The way they do things, it just makes no sense. I mean, call me up. I'm here 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. I'll give you the advice for free. Hey, here's an idea. Don't release it while games are going on. Makes no sense. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Peter is in River Edge about his Yanks. What's up, Peter?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you?
You agree the Yankees are a win-now team, right?
Yes, 100%. They're always a win-now team, but yes.
So go get DeGrom, if we could get Simeon too, or get Bregman. And that, I don't know, that's win right now, I think.
Yeah, the problem is it sounds great. A, you don't know if those players are going to be available. B, do you have what it takes to get all of those players?
I'd be willing to trade Dominguez.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good starting point. And do you, let me ask you the more important question, Peter. Do you think Brian Cashman would be willing to trade Dominguez?
It's about the money, and that's all he's trying to.
It might be part of it about money. But do you think that he'd be willing to trade Dominguez?
He should be. By the time he's good, we could get him back in free agency.
And taking, yeah, exactly right. And good call, Peter. Thanks for the call. It was pretty funny. And not only would you be trading Dominguez in this particular case, you'd be taking on all that money in return. Like, yeah, it sounds great. Bregman, Simeon, DeGrom. Oh, is that all? How about you focus on one? I don't think the Yankees need Jacob DeGrom as much as that would be appealing. You know, the Mets, obviously, a need for him. I'm not so sure Texas would trade for him. And I, like, you got to remember, DeGrom, I know somehow Mets fans don't want to hear this. DeGrom didn't like New York. I'm not sure if that's, like, on record now. He didn't like New York. That's a fact. Was saying it for years. Oh, no, when I was on the overnight, I said, Sal, don't tell me that. DeGrom doesn't like being a Met. He doesn't love being a Met. Of course he does. He didn't want to be here. And that's okay. I'm not saying I wouldn't take him back because obviously he'd be a great, he'd fill a great void for the Mets. But he's also always hurt. So while he's healthy and performing now, let's not forget that he's one pitch away from tweaking something or not feeling 100%, whatever. I think it's time for Met fans to move on for DeGrom. Obviously, this was a Yankee call. I don't think the Yankees need Jacob DeGrom. Simeon, I mean, is he available? And then are you finally pulling the plug on Volpe? Hey, these are tough decisions, not easy to make. I don't believe the Yankees would make that decision, and I don't believe that because of past performance. Could only go based off of what they've done before. And the Yankees, while they've had opportunity, have held on to the young guys. And in a lot of cases, they've held on to them far too long. This was an issue with Gary Sanchez. It was an issue with Gleyber Torres. Like, this is not a new thing for the Yankees. So do I think that they're going to move on from Volpe or trade Jason Dominguez? No freaking chance. Would I go all in if I thought it were the perfect move and trade one of those young guys? I mean, forget Volpe because his value right now is not going to be what you would, it's not going to be worth moving on from him. You're not going to dump him at this particular point. They'd be better off sending him down to the minors, seeing if they could fix him than selling him at this particular point. Dominguez is still probably the same value that he's had, even after not living up to the expectations just yet. There are signs there that this guy can be an absolute stud. Would you trade him for a definitive game-changing piece or two? What would those pieces look like? Who would it be that's out there? I'm not so sure there's going to be that blockbuster move. You're not doing that for Bregman. You can't do that in the division. I'm sorry. As much as I want the Yankees to get Bregman or get a real third baseman, you can't trade Dominguez for Bregman. You'd be better off going somewhere else. But those are the type of moves that maybe don't seem obvious or are not at the forefront of everybody's mind right now. Maybe Cashman could get creative here. Maybe it is Spencer Jones or Lombard. Maybe they do have to give up those guys as opposed to Dominguez, let's say. But if there is an all-in move to be had, you better believe that I'd be going all-in. I would have done it years ago with Volpe. I would have done it last year with Spencer Jones. I'd do it this year. Brian is calling from Montclair. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Sal. My point here is Anthony Volpe is the Yankees version of Daniel Jones. And I mean this because he has been expected to replace a franchise legend and had some flashes, and then everything he has done has been just a frustrating disappointment. What do you think?
Well, I don't think that he's been asked to be the replacement for Derek Jeter. I mean, D.D. Gregorius did that, and he did it very well at a high level. And I was surprised the Yanks moved on from D.D. when they did. And obviously, you know, Gleyber or IKF. So Volpe, it's not like he's immediately replacing the legend at shortstop the way that Daniel Jones did. Also, you know, different coaches along the way with Daniel Jones and the organization really screwed him up. Maybe that's the one common thing, is that did the organization do best by Volpe? We know what the Giants organization did. Did the Yankees organization do best by Volpe by giving him that job out of spring training? He earned it, but making that decision based off of one spring training and then letting him up here, keeping him up here, letting him sink or swim. Also, what I would say is I still believe Anthony Volpe is more talented than Daniel Jones.
I do, too. I think he still has a chance, but the parallels are still kind of there.
Yeah.
Both the Yankees and the Giants are still trying to replace Derek Jeter and Eli Manning, respectively, too.
But there's no way to do that, Brian, and thank you for the call, and that's a mistake. You can't, and I remember taking calls on the overnight, oh, Daniel Jones going to be better than Eli Manning. I'm like, what? Are you out of your mind? I get how fans are irrational, and do you know how I get that? Because I'm one. I'm irrational. I get it. But that's, like, absurd. That's not irrational. That's absurd, thinking that Daniel Jones is going to be better than Eli Manning. Also, this was not a direct replacement. Mike always used to say this. Francesa used to say this to me all the time, and it could not be more true. You don't want to be the guy to replace the guy. You want to be the guy to replace the guy that replaced the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be the show to replace Mike and the Mad Dog or replace Mike. That could be, but to replace the show after that, different story. Volpe is not replacing Jeter. He's replacing many guys after that. D.D. was the direct replacement, and he was terrific when he first came here. But since with Gleyber or IKF, you know, those guys have failed. So I don't think that that's the case. And I know the comparisons, but that's not a try to replace Jeter. It was comparisons to Derek Jeter. That's how high the expectations were for Volpe. That's different than Daniel Jones expecting to, you know, replace or take over for Eli, which also was not fair, but that was the talk. All the same type of demeanor and the same type of leadership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tip skills and the big arm downfield. To me, that's nonsense. But remember that advice. I did. You don't want to be the guy to replace the guy. You want to be the guy after that. Replace the guy that replaced the guy. James is calling from Long Beach. What's up, James?
Hey, Sal. How are you? Happy 4th.
Good, James. How are you? Happy 4th.
I wish I could say I'm good, but I'm still very annoyed with how my Yankees have been playing. I know you talked about their organizational failures, and, you know, a lot of times I disagree, but today I really do agree with you. And there are two plays in the bottom of the eighth last night that have me seething. One is first and second with one out. Ball gets hit to the warning track. Both runners tag. Guess who's out of position, Sal? Guess who's out of position?
Yeah, your boy Volpe.
My boy Volpe cannot. He needs to go down. He's lost. He doesn't know. They have a play at second with Vlad, and he's nowhere to be found.
Vlad had a Willie Mays Hayes slide there, too, where he dove like 10 feet before the base and kind of inched his way there. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, they have a play at second, but Volpe is nowhere to be found. And then Devin Williams spikes that changeup or whatever pitch it was, and he jogs home like it's not the eighth inning, like we're in spring training. Go look at the replay when Rice picks up the ball, where Springer is and where Devin Williams is. They changed a 50-year policy for this guy. Can we get a little bit of effort in the eighth inning of a tie game when we're on a big losing streak? I'm so annoyed with this team.
Yeah, I mean, hard.
Sorry for yelling.
No, all good. More. I was enjoying that. Please, I don't want to be the only yeller on this show. Let's go. BT's not here. I need some help. And thanks for the call, James. We appreciate you checking in. Good stuff right there. I was focused more on, obviously, it's a bad defensive play there with Volpe being out of position. And also heads up on the Blue Jays taking the extra base. Look at how that changes things. Look at how that changed the game. Taking the extra base. The Blue Jays, you know what it's called? Playing baseball. You hit a fly ball, you tag up, you take the extra base. You feel like the catcher can't throw you out and he's a mess, you steal the base if you're on. By the way, why wasn't Jazz stealing a base earlier in that game? I'm getting the innings mixed up here. But Jazz had an opportunity. Was it the seventh inning? Yeah, when he walked, he should have been stealing second base. Yankees down a run, top of the seventh inning. Michael Kay, I think, mentioned it on the broadcast. Matter of fact, he did mention it on the broadcast. Where Jazz got on, and Kay was talking about how the one thing that's been missing is he hasn't been stealing bases. Goldschmidt struck out. Dominguez then singled. Jazz could have been in scoring position, could have tied the game at that point. And then Volpe comes up and does what he does, grounds into a double play. If you're going to have a guy, it used to drive me nuts. I reference this all the time. The Mets with Willie Randolph, when they had Jose Reyes leading off and he would get on base, instead of having Jose steal, they would have Laduca sacrifice himself and try to bunt him over. It drove me nuts. I don't care if it was three times. It was three times too many. It's asinine. You have a guy that is there because of his speed. Let him steal the base. If you're going to bring in Jazz Chisholm and say a part of why you brought him in is his athleticism and speed, let him steal the base. He gets on by a leadoff walk in the seventh inning. You're down a run. Steal the base. Dominguez base hit could have drove him in, tied the game. Instead, no. Dominguez moves him along to second, and then Volpe grounds out into double play, inning over. But my biggest issue with the bottom of the eighth inning was Ben Rice not knowing how to block a ball and even being put in that spot with Devin Williams on the mound. Annabelle calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, Sal. How you doing? Good doing. The good show you doing by yourself, man.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. What's
okay,
up?
Okay, what I want to talk about is I'm a Mets fan, but the way the Yankees lost 7 games in a row, the Mets lost 7 games in a row, this series starting tomorrow, it's going to be awesome in New York.
They haven't lost 7 in a row. I mean, they've been bad stretch here, but they haven't lost 7 in a row. Yanks have lost 3 in a row.
Okay, so maybe I was wrong about that.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's close enough. Both teams, the Mets have lost like 14 of 17, whatever it may be. Yeah, good.
And getting swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah,
well, my God, I am so upset. I am so upset about that. And let me tell you, this series that starts tomorrow before the All-Star game, I'm going to tell you, this is going to be like playoff atmosphere. In City Field.
If I were, and thank you for the call, Annabelle. We appreciate you checking in. We'll be out there doing the show from there tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Can't wait. If I am the Mets here going into this series, remember the Yankees took 2 out of 3 the first time. I'm nervous if I'm the Mets. Because what the Pirates did to them, you know, obviously the teams before that too, but what the Pirates did to them a weekend ago was... I mean, even to use the term embarrassing, that would be light. That would be taking it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Slightly. And with the way the Yanks' bats burst out last night, with the way the pitching is lined up for this weekend, if any team's going to get right this weekend, I'd probably put my money on the Yankees. And that's not a recipe that the Mets want right now. Mets fans in their building getting punked by the Yankees. You think it's ugly now for the Mets? If you lose this series and it's anything close to what it could be, or anything close to what the Pirates did to you, it's going to get ugly real fast. I know the win last night has everybody feeling good, or at least like calm down. You know, it's like if you take something, you're having an allergic reaction. Oh, my God, I've been bit by a bee. You need the, you know, what's it called? What's that pink, the Benadryl? Oh, give me the Benadryl. Well, last night was a little Benadryl. The Mets have been stung by 1,000 bees. And they're trying to survive. And last night was a little dose of Benadryl. So you feel better for the moment. But there's a good chance that with the way their pitching is lined up and with the way that team has performed overall, taking on the Yankees, who, yes, have struggled, but it's a different level of struggle. Thin ice right now for the Mets. It could get even uglier if they don't play their best brand of baseball starting tomorrow. Got me thinking, you know, anticipating the holiday. Okay, this is one of the good days of the year. You know, you're in the midst of the summer. Everybody's excited. But what are the worst days of the year? For me, number five on the list, we're going to go from five to one as we do here with the Power Up Power Rankings. Number five, Valentine's Day. I mean, you could make an argument that it should be higher, but Valentine's Day is no doubt one of the worst days of the entire year. It's fake, it's forced, it's annoying. Whether you're single, married, dating, it's a problem. Does anybody really like Valentine's Day? Like, and I know the counter is going to be, well, maybe women like it more than guys. No, I think it's equal. I think the same thing for women. Like, we all should not like Valentine's Day. It shouldn't. Come on, true love is not about a made-up holiday. Do you really need to show your significant other that you love her just on Valentine's Day? What kind of crap is that? And if you're single, what is that? So it's a holiday that's not, you know, made for the single individual? You know what I say to Valentine's Day? I spit at Valentine's Day. I don't want Valentine's Day. I don't want to be celebrated. I don't want to celebrate it. I don't want to celebrate anybody else. Forget Valentine's Day. Treat your loved one with respect and love every day of the year. Not just on this made-up holiday. Not to mention the damn cards are through the roof. The roses, the flowers, whatever it is. All the prices are jacked up. That's how they get you. Valentine's Day. To hell with Valentine's Day. That's number five. Number four, January 2nd. I mean, is there a more depressing day? I didn't say worst day. I said depressing day. Is there more depressing day than the day after the new year? Now, this year, I think the calendar actually falls nicely to where if you're one of those people who are fortunate enough to have off like the year, the week of New Year's, January 2nd is on a Friday. So nobody's going back to work on that Friday, right? If you're shutting it down for the week, you might work Monday, you might work Tuesday, but once New Year's Eve hits on the Wednesday, you're shutting it down. So January 5th in this particular case would be the bad day, but you get the point. That January 2nd, that first day where you're back after Christmas has come and gone, after New Year's has come and gone, the tree's down or whatever decorations you have, they're down, and then it's like, oh, crap. We got nothing to look forward to for the next couple of months. January 2nd's fourth on my list. Third on my list. Worst days of the year. Birthdays. That's right. I have one. You have one. Everybody has one. They're awful. I don't want to celebrate mine. I don't want to celebrate yours. We get it. You were born on this day. So were millions of other people. It's not special. Not to me. Not to you. Leave us alone with the birthdays. Oh, it's my birthday today. Oh, happy birthday. Oh, it's my wife's birthday. It's my dad's birthday. Oh, happy birthday. It's everybody's birthday all the time. Everybody's got a birthday. It's Hoff's birthday. It's this guy's birthday. It's that, but like, everybody's got a birthday. Enough with the birthdays. You want to enjoy your birthday? Go ahead, enjoy your birthday. For me, I don't like birthdays, period. They were nice when I was maybe five or six, and maybe it's nice for my daughter. All right, whatever, I guess. Some point, there's an expiration date on that. I guess with the girl, it's 16, so I got, what, 12 more of these birthdays to go nuts about. But birthdays for adults. Maybe I should preface it by saying birthdays for adults. I don't want to get kids involved in this. Shouldn't be taking, you know, collateral damage here. Adult birthdays, bad days. All right, number two. The Monday after the Super Bowl. Monday after the Super Bowl, it's even worse than the January 2nd or the return after the New Year. Because that means the football season is over. And that means that we are in the midst of an awful sports season where it's just the regular season hockey, just the regular season basketball, you know, the All-Star weekend, NBA All-Star, actually both All-Star weekends, probably right around that time after the Super Bowl. But there's nothing to look forward to. Baseball is too far down the road. What, opening day, end of March and April? There is a big letdown, the air out of the balloon, after you go from, you know, coming back from Labor Day, back to school, back to work, whatever it may be, summer's over, all right, football season, baseball playoffs, all that, the buildup culminating in the Super Bowl. And then after that, that Monday, it's like, I need to go to the Caribbean or something. This is rough. All right, so you're probably thinking to yourself, man, that's the four worst? What the hell is number one? Mother's Day. Mother's Day. Mother's Day. I mean, Mother's Day could not be a worse day. You got your wife. You got your mom. It's not about you. Like, there's nothing good. At least the other days you could say, all right, whatever, I could survive a little bit. Mother's Day, you're taking the L all day long, no matter what. You know, I love my mother every day. I love my wife every day. What's with this Mother's Day stuff? And then how could they put us in the impossible spot to choose? Is it going to be your mother who gave birth to you and raised you and brought you up and made you the person you are today? Or your wife, who's the person you're with today and you live with and you see every day? Which one are you going to choose? That's what you get on Mother's Day. And if you happen to be in a situation where, well, Sal, you could just do both. You don't have to choose one. Just celebrate it all together. You're fooling yourselves. You're fooling yourselves. No wife wants to spend the day with your mother. Her mother, yes. Your mother, no. Even if your mother's great, could be the greatest person ever. They have a great relationship. There's no wife who on her day, on Mother's Day, who takes care of your kid all year long, every day. There's no way she wants to spend that day with your mom. You're in an impossible spot. Mother's Day is the worst day of the year. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. That's our power-up power rankings, as we do every Thursday here on our show. Carmine is calling from New Rochelle. What's up, Carmine?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. First time, long time. Just wanted to make a couple quick point about Volpe. You know, I went all in like a lot of Yankee fans did. And, you know, two things I wanted to point out. You know, I feel like, you know, when he first came up, I think the organization released that picture of him and Jeter and like him as a kid and Jeter as an adult. And right away, we're supposed to make the connection. And then him giving him number 11, which is the lowest unretired number. Like, it's almost as if the fan base was made to believe like he's the next up and coming star. So I think we all went in on him. And, you know, it's been a bit of a disappointment at times. But if we all remember, you know, Judge was a disappointment the first couple of years. And now he's a legend, is an icon of the organization. So I think we just give him a little bit more time and he can come around.
Okay, and thank you for the call, Carmen. I was just going to ask you, how much more time do you think? Because I'm not saying that I would give up on Volpe. There's a big difference here. You know, I was the first to say he was a bust a few weeks back. Like, it's I don't know why everybody's afraid to say it, that he's been a bust. And obviously it's gotten worse since then. But I'm not giving up on Anthony Volpe. I'm trying to figure out how to fix him. And my bigger issue is less about Volpe and more about that the Yankees continue to find themselves in this predicament. They continue to fail at properly developing these young players. And they continue to not acknowledge it. That's a problem. It's not just on Volpe. As I said before, they threw Volpe into the pool. Started on the shallow end, let him go to the deep end. Hey, sink or swim. Volpe needs some floaties. He needs his floaties right now. And they're nowhere to be found. I wouldn't let him in the pool without floaties. No. Before you get in that pool, you got to prove to me that you could swim. Throw the floaties on or throw the vest on. Floaties sounds better. It's fine. Throw the floaties on. Now let me see you get in there. All right, good. All right, dunk your head in the water a little bit. Hey, move those feet. Kick those legs. Move those arms. Come on. Come on, Sammy. I mean, Volpe. Come on. Kick those feet. Move those arms. Come on. Swim the boonie. Come on, swim the boonie. Kick those. Come on, swim the boonie. Kick those feet, move those arms. Okay, now that you can do that a little bit, let me go, we take you in the deep end. And before I let him take the swimmies off, the floaties off. He's got to prove that he can swim in a deep end. The Yankees were just like, here you go. Hey, you look good in spring training. That's like playing in the kiddie pool. Mm. She played fine in the kiddie pool. I thought she could swim in a pool. You can't go from the kiddie pool to the big pool without floaties. Yankees don't have floaties. Give him the floaties. Let's see what he could do. And then if he proves that he can't swim, then you got to send him back. Put him back to the kiddie pool. It's not the end of the world. And now we're in year three with Volpe. So that's the problem. It's not that he still can't be an impactful player. It's that it's now year three. Like, you're going to wait to year four and five and six? And how many years before it goes the way of Gary Sanchez or Gleyber Torres? Rob is calling from Hackensack. What's up, Rob?
Hi, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Sal, after this weekend, the Yankees won't be pumping anything but gas. They lost to a team that's over 30 games out of first place when they had only 8 wins.
Yes. I don't understand.
So where are they going? What
do you mean, where are they going?
I have no idea where they're going. You tell me.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I got the point, Rob. Can you repeat that again?
Sure. My whole message, my message was that they're not going to be pumping anything after this weekend but gas.
Who? The Mets or the Yankees?
The Yankees.
Okay, they're not going to be pumping anything but gas after this weekend. I'm not sure what they're pumping to begin with, but yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just lost, Rob. Okay, so why
they're pumping hot air right now? They're pumping hot air,
right?
And they lost to a team that's over 30 games out of first when they had only 8 wins. So tell me where they're going. They're a softball team.
Which is who are you talking about? The Rockies?
The Yankees?
I know. But which team did they lose to? The Rockies? The one time?
Yes. The Rockies.
Okay, they lost a game to the Rockies. I don't understand. And thank you for the call, Rob. Appreciate it. Sorry for the cross wires there, miscommunication. I think you're overdoing it. All right, the Yankees lost a game to the Rockies. It happens. You're not going to win every game, even against the bad teams. And the Yankees haven't been playing as badly as, you know, like the Mets stretch to me is way worse than what the Yankees do. The Mets have been getting their brains beat in here and been non-competitive. Yankees not playing clean, crisp brand of baseball, and they've been getting beat, but it's not as bad as, you know, you're comparing to the Rockies or saying they're not going to be pumping anything but gas after the Subway Series. Matter of fact, as I said before, and I feel this way, I think the Mets are in trouble here going on this weekend. Now, it doesn't mean that the Mets can't win the series, but based off of what we've seen with the Mets in recent weeks, based off of where their pitching is at, based off of the Yankees' lineup breaking out last night, and really in particular Judge, and the Yankees are going to, I mean, I would think the Mets are going to walk Judge and let somebody else beat them. Yankees still have the guys in that lineup that could be dangerous against the pitching staff that has been awful. If it's going to get ugly for one of the teams this weekend, I think it's much more likely to get ugly for the Mets. And they're at home, and the fans are starting to, at the very least, lose their patience with this the last 3 weeks. And you throw the Yankees into that mix, it could get real ugly real quick for the Mets. I don't see that for the Yankees. Even if the Yankees lost this series 2 out of 3, it's going to be bad, but bad to what extent? Not going to be worse than if they lost tonight. The Yankees got to win tonight. The Yankees' more important game is tonight against the Blue Jays than it is the Subway Series. The Mets need to save face here and stay afloat over the next week or so and don't want to get embarrassed by the Yankees in their own building.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Rich is calling from Cornwall. What's up, Rich?
These kids are all young. They come up here. They don't arrive here with that deer in the headlights look. They leave New York with that deer in the headlights look. And you guys have to take some responsibility. You guys badger them all day long on this station and Facebook and all social media outlets, and you don't think these players read this? Accept some of the responsibility. They don't come here that way. They leave here that way. Gleyber, where's he this year?
Yeah, okay, he's on the All-Star.
Why is that? Why? You think
that's my fault. That's my fault.
Right. No. But you want to point fingers. You know whose fault it is.
Rich,
it's not
Rich fans
it's
doing
not the media. It's not
Rich,
up
get
the
lost.
It's the players.
Are you kidding? If I were Aaron Boone or any player or Gleyber Torres, whoever, I wouldn't be listening. I wouldn't be going on social media seeking it out. People say nasty things about us on social media. Oh, I didn't perform today because people were saying I should be fired and I suck. So I didn't have a good show. I need to go to another town to thrive. I just can't take it. Either ignore it or suck it up. It's not our fault that the players don't perform up to the level of expectation. Okay, so who's more to blame for Anthony Volpe not reaching his full potential? Is it WFAN? Is it social media? Or is it the Yankees and Anthony Volpe themselves? I'm going with option C. It's the Yankees' lack of development and Volpe.
There you have it. Call of the day. And in case you missed any of the show today or any day, remember, you could listen to the BT and Sal podcast on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll finish up here on the phones. Remember, I am not taking off tomorrow. I'm going to be right here with you talking Subway Series live from Citi Field. Mets, Yanks, both teams struggling. Who's going to draw some blood this weekend? Yanks won the first two out of three. Will Soto get his revenge? Huge, huge series coming up that unfortunately gets lost with the holiday weekend. But I'll be here tomorrow, or not here, there, out at Citi Field doing the show from 10 a.m. right up until pregame right here on The Fan. So looking forward to that. Let's finish up here. Drew is on Long Island. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how you doing? I think personally I'm just like done with Volpe for now. I say you just send him down. He's the worst in every stat for us. What is the difference between letting him play and letting Peraza play? Peraza will get good defense. Volpe leads the league in leaving guys on base, and people like to bring up his RBIs. That's because if you look at who hits in front of him, you put a bunch of those guys in front of him, yeah, you're going to get a ton of RBIs. But that's about it. He can't throw from short to first. He can't throw from short to third. He can't do anything. The Gold Glove is gone. So gone.
Yeah,
there's nothing left. He's batting 224.
He's killed him. Anthony Volpe has killed him this year. It's only gotten worse. It was never pretty, and thank you for the call, Drew. Even the year he won the Gold Glove, like, Volpe has shown some signs over the years, flashing the leather, making some terrific plays, but even the Gold Glove year, I'm like, really, Gold Glove? And, you know, obviously you saw in a big spot last year in the postseason. You've seen it this year where it has gotten worse than I even thought it would get, which makes me feel like it's clearly not the ability or lack thereof. He is messed up mentally and confidence-wise right now. And the Yankees need to figure out how to fix it because it's only getting worse. They're hoping that it's just going to get better. One day he shows up to the ballpark, gets a hit with a guy on base, drives in a few runs, makes a few plays, and can take off from there. Think about it this way, too, and I really haven't until just now. You feel confident. Let's say Volpe does pick it back up and gets back on track, stabilizes his season. Serviceable. Like, I'm not talking about like hitting 300 or playing Gold Glove defense, but playing a better brand of defense, serviceable, and performing or producing to a higher level offensively, showing some consistency. You trust him in the postseason in a big spot, whether it's at the plate or in the field? I wouldn't. Trying to win a World Series? This is your shortstop we're talking about. And I don't believe the best way to fix him is to continue to let him swim or sink. I get him out of the pool and just kind of reset. BT was saying yesterday, give him a day off. By the way, even when the Yankees did that, they screwed that up. They had a scheduled day off. They scheduled the day off. Volpe goes out there, has a few hits, whatever it was, and that 9-0 win over the Orioles where they could have had a no-hitter. And they kept with the scheduled off day instead of letting him maybe get some momentum. Makes no sense. But BT was talking about sitting him for the last couple of, you know, next couple of days. He said that yesterday. I would send him down at this point. What good sitting him for a game or two going to do? Send him down, let him continue to play and play himself out of it. Rebuild his confidence. I don't believe ability is his biggest issue. I believe his confidence is his biggest issue. That needs to be fixed. And a couple of weeks ago, I said, I think it's too late to send him down. You just have to live with it. And he is who he is as a player. But now you can't live with it. Like, you could live with a 240 solid defender. He's gotten worse and worse and worse. Cannot live with that anymore. Not going to cut him. Would benching be good? Or would just sending him down, having him fix this, be better? I'd send him down. Jonathan is in Shirley. What's up, Jonathan?
Sal, I agree with you 100%. First of all, there's an epidemic in New York. None of these players in any of their four respective sports are held accountable. Everything's blamed on coaches. It's tiring. It's absolutely freaking tiring, Sal. The stupidity of these players, they don't make fundamental mistakes in every sport. Yankees has been the worst so far this year. It's absolutely a disgrace. It's time for Volpe to get his head out of his freaking ass. And do something. Like, do something. This is New York, man. I'm tired of it, Sal. Yeah, I hope you have a great 4th of July, Sal. I really do, but I'm pissed.
Well, I understand it, Jonathan, and thank you for the call. You know, that's the thing. It's like you criticize the Yankees. People are like, oh, you hate the Yankees. No, man. I just have a higher standard and a higher expectation for where the Yankees should be as a ball club. And I firmly believe in accountability in all facets of life. And that's one thing that I liked about David Stearns. Right now, unfortunately for the Mets, there's no, like, you can't just cut guys. They need guys. So BT was saying yesterday, get rid of Blackburn. Get rid of Blackburn. Well, who's going to pitch? Like, they need somebody. So you may not think he's good, and he may not be good, but he's better than whatever option would be behind him if they just cut him. So the Mets are in a different spot right now, a far worse spot than the Yankees. The Yankees, and it's not just about this year, it's about the last several years and a lack of acknowledging their failures or their shortcomings, and a lack of holding themselves accountable. Forget about even the players accountable. And it's because they believe things are better than we do. They don't think there's a major problem with Anthony Volpe. When you ask, well, why is he still out there? Why is he not being sent down? Why hasn't he been sent down? Because they don't believe that Anthony Volpe is as big of a problem as we do. They think everything's going to be all right. Well, why don't they move Jazz back to second base? Because they don't believe it's as big of an issue as we think. Same thing with Ben Rice at catching, maybe. Yeah, you know, I'd like to think that after what they saw last night, they'd never have him catch again, but you know what will probably happen? He'll be catching some point this weekend. They don't believe that their issues are as bad as we think. That's the disconnect. Steve is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Steve?
Hey, little buddy, real quick. Today, when BT said that Mike Brown is a possible answer for the New York Knicks, I wanted to call in, and I didn't have the time, but your partner has become the biggest fan homer I have ever
You have to call him, Steve, and thank you for the call. We appreciate checking in. I'm not going to sit here and answer that type of question without BT next to me. When you call like a big boy, you call me little buddy, but you're acting like the little buddy. When BT is back next week, we'll be together Monday. You call him and you could tell him what you told me and then have him answer for himself. He likes the Mike Brown hire. You want me to tell you? I disagree with him. He wanted Tibbs fired. I disagreed with him. But you got to call. I can't answer for him on that. Max is calling from Hoboken. What's up, Max?
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good. How are you? Voice.
Good. Yeah, so two parts here. I think in terms of the Anthony Volpe discord, a lot of pride in the front office, a lot of pride in the coaching staff. There's a lot of people who put their neck out there saying this is the guy. I think that puts you in a really difficult spot, especially when the answer probably is clearly sending him down. Now, with that being said, who backfills them, who takes over, those are all discussions that would need to be had. That would be really difficult. But the reason why I called was, you know, I'm a guy who watches 162 games, and one of the things that I always wonder about is, if you were to ask Aaron Boone directly, how does he see the characteristics of an Aaron Boone-managed team? I would be really interested to hear his answer, because these guys can slug the heck out of them. Don't get me wrong. It's one of the most offensively gifted slugging teams I've seen. But the defense is sloppy. The base running is lazy. The defensive free bases that they give up are difficult to watch. and makes it difficult to watch, even though they're so incredibly fun to watch on offense at times. So that's kind of my question. Wanted to hear your opinions on what you think the characteristics Aaron Boone would say would be. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, no problem, and thanks for making it, Max. We appreciate you checking in. I'm making a note of this. Next time we talk to Boone, hopefully we have him at some point during the season. If not, in the offseason, you know, hopefully everything goes okay with the Yankees and they have success so we can talk to Booney again on a positive note. But I am going to write that down and then ask him that question for you. And, you know, I think it's a fair question. What would be the characteristics that you would value in an Aaron Boone-led team? And I would doubt that Boone would say, well, you know, guys playing out of position, guys kicking the ball over the place, guys not being in the proper position as far as relays being thrown, catchers, you know, butchering. So I would bet that that's not Aaron Boone. But it's the structure of the team that he has. And I thought you nailed it very well there, where the Yankees can bludgeon teams to death. That's their strength. They can be the most powerful team in baseball. Problem is that's not there consistently enough, specifically in the postseason. And it would be nice if they could have that plus being able to catch the ball and throw the ball, you know, or guys just playing their normal positions. This is the New York Yankees. They welcome the higher standards. This is New York. We should welcome and expect higher standards.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.